A Pinedale artist has a new show on display that was inspired by roadkill. Christy Onspaw has spent the last 2.5 years making ceramic jars to honor each animal killed on her route between Boulder and Pinedale. Over the course of 8 months, she made 110 jars. Onspaw talked to Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary.
It always bothers me the amount of animals hit on the highway between my house and town. And I thought about making art about that, and it seemed kind of grim and dark. But I was kind of rolling that around in my head, and then an event happened where I was driving out of town with my daughter in the car. She was maybe 13 at the time, and a lady hit a deer. I stopped to help her because parts of her car were all over the road, and she was having trouble dialing her cell phone because she was shaking. And so I was assisting this other driver, and I didn't realize that I had parked the car with the headlights illuminating this slowly dying two-point buck. And Megan, she had to just sit there and watch this little deer die over the course of about 20 minutes. It bothered her, and we talked about it a lot. She is a rugged Wyoming kid. She has hunted and harvested animals for food, but the part that bugged her the most is the disrespect that we show to them, you know, that we just don't even seem to think about it very much. And I never thought about it from that angle before. You know, kids see things differently. We kind of maybe get a little bit jaded. And so we talked a lot about what would it look like to respect the deer that we hit. So I started making these jars.
So you call them jars. Do you think that they could also be seen as urns?
I'm leaning away from the word urn. I don't know. To me, an urn is just a very specific type of an object. And I was just thinking of these as lidded vessels that could go on to be something else in somebody's life and maybe hold coffee or sugar on the counter and not seem strange, but also be made in honor of an animal's life.
So you don't see them as symbols of death?
Maybe just sort of like a little memorial.
And how did you keep track of how many jars you needed to make?
At first, I thought I was going to have to try to pay attention and count and try to watch, but I realized that wasn't going to work because sometimes you don't see them or they get picked up or you're out of town for a while. And I learned that the highway department keeps track, and then it all goes into a database that can be accessed. So I was able to get, and this is what I've recorded on the jars, is the species of the animal and its relative age, like if it's juvenile or adult, and the date and the mile marker. So those things are all recorded on each jar. And then there's a drawing, and they're all different, but as specific as I could to, oh, okay, this is, you know, a juvenile whitetail, and this is an adult pronghorn. So they're all a little bit different, and I just explore different techniques of addressing that surface. And the project got really big really fast, and I thought, well, that's, I think, maybe even more reason why I need to do it. So I kept making jars.
Ultimately, what do you want people who view your work, your art, to come away with?
Well, I hope they think it's beautiful. I do. It's turned out much, much prettier than I thought it would be. And that's kind of strange, which is not a very pretty topic. But it's interesting how it's very appealing, but it's also a little bit, maybe a lot, surprising of the quantity.
Was this project initially meant to raise awareness, or was it more personal for you?
Yeah, for me, it was very much a personal thing. How can I pay respect? You know, how can I maybe make an apology? And yeah, and also from a personal point of view, I think I can honor all of these deer over this winter.
Do you think that people become desensitized to seeing roadkill?
Absolutely. I think we develop calluses on our hearts. But as a community, we care about our wildlife.
What's been the overall response to your pieces?
So much more traction has happened than I expected. Yeah, a lot of really positive. And I'm happy about that, too, because one of my very favorite places is the overlap of art and science. Artists and scientists think so much alike, and it's a process of, I wonder about this, and then I research about this, and then I try this, and then that didn't work, and I take another run at it. It's been great to work with biologists, and it's been great to have the interest of people who maybe don't know a lot about contemporary art, but really are interested in animals. That's a fun combination of people.
Now, do you feel that your project is finished, or is there more you'd like to say?
I think there's still a lot to be said. I mean, when I started this unintended consequences thing. I was thinking a lot about roadkill. And as I have moved through it, I'm learning that the real story is migration. So that's where my focus is looking now.
Christy Anspaugh, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me.